So when God speaks to us, however, men of God, he doesn't speak to us with these things on the sides of our heads. When God speaks to us, he speaks to us in what St. Benedict called the aurum cordis, the ear of the heart. And in order to hear that voice, you have to be quiet. In order to hear God's voice in your life, you have to be quiet. That's why Psalm 46, verse 11 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And the word for know is yada in Hebrew. And yada means not just any kind of knowledge, it's knowledge that's gained by experience. So you can also translate that as be still and experience God. Habakkuk 2:20, silence all flesh in the presence of the Lord. So you're saying to yourself, that's all well and good, Deacon, but why do I have to go to adoration to pray? I can pray in my car, I can pray in my house, I can pray on my way to work, I pray anywhere I want. That's true. But you heard me say, when I'm traveling, I talk to my wife, I Skype and FaceTime. That's wonderful, but I'd rather be with her. That's the same experience adoration. You can pray anywhere you want. But isn't it always better to be in the presence of the person that you love? And that's what adoration is about. Being in the presence of the person that you love, sharing your heart with them. Now, the thing what I love about adoration is this. All God asks for is your heart. You heard that in the reading today. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice. So when you sacrifice that hour per week, that's what I do, 1 hour every week without fail. I don't do it for me. I do it for my family. I do it for my wife and kids. I do it so the church, I can continue to be the deacon that the church has called and ordained me to be. That's what that hour is for. And you don't have to have any kind of formal prayer or any kind of, I have to do a rosary, I have to do the office, I can do what. You can do that, and that's fine. But what God asks for you is for your heart. So, for example, I may go into adoration, I'm worried about money. Oh, boy, I got, Claire's in college, that's expensive. I got another kid starting college in the fall, 2 more kids in Catholic high school. Lord, how are we going to do this? And I worry for an hour. But that worry is my prayer. That worry is my offering to God because I'm giving him my heart. And that's all he wants from you. And God, I'm telling you, man, God will speak to you if you listen openly with the ear of your heart. So when we do this shortened time for adoration, it's not going to be a full hour, obviously. But during the time, especially during the time of silence, or during the time of the Eucharistic procession, think about what you want to give to God. When you leave here today, the devil's gonna be all up on you. It's like what it says in 1 Peter, the devil's like a roaring lion waiting to pounce. He's gonna let you enjoy this for a week, maybe a month. Then what? All the stuff from work and all the problems from home and all stuff start to creep back into your life, and soon you're gonna be back right down in the pit where you were before you started, and that's exactly where the devil wants you to be. Eucharistic adoration is a place where you can go to be still, to experience the power of God in your life, and just to listen to him. Changed everything for me, everything. So this is your opportunity in the time of silence, just to give your heart, just give it to him. If you want to pray formally, then do that. But if you just want to say, Lord, help me through this. Help me with this decision. Help me to figure things out. Help me to reconcile with my son or daughter who's away from the church. Help me to stop looking at porn. Whatever it is, now is the time to give it to Jesus. Now is the time to make your offering, to offer the gift of your heart and to offer the gift of your life. And don't be afraid. Be not afraid. A heart that's full of fear cannot love. And what does the scriptures tell us? Love casts out all fear. So we have to love more than be afraid. And that's what I had to learn how to do in Eucharistic adoration. So as we prepare for the Blessed Sacrament, to make its way forward so we can worship and adore our Lord, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. I ask you to just take this time. Don't worry about, think about anything else except focusing on Jesus and focusing on your life with him. And just open your heart to him and let him fill you. Let him speak to you, to your life, to your circumstances, to your situation, to your heart.